My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Chiefs week. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We got the Chiefs coming into town. How are we going to make it 6 days?
Breaking it down, talking about it.
You excited?
I am.
This is where you usually rise to the occasion.
And we got Matt Barrows at 12.
All right.
So we can talk about what word am I looking for? Health is wealth. Just if they're, you know, if the Niners are getting healthy, Stoney, because yeah. I feel like. I don't have the intel, but right. I feel like things might be going in their direction.
Well, I hope so. You see, Aiden Hutchinson got hurt yesterday for the Lions. Hurt, one of the 49ers.
He broke his leg.
Big competitors this year. Who, he's one of the better players. He got hurt. A lot of teams dealing with injuries right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of how you handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Hey, I got a question for you. You think Bay Area fans think of the Chiefs like they think of the, LeBron's Cleveland teams or, let's say, the old Houston Rockets? Are they hated by Niner fans or are they respected?
That's wild, Stoney. So I'm going to say
I know I was going to come out and ask that.
Yeah, you threw me for a loop. I'm going to say this. I think right now we're watching a modern-day dynasty where had the Niners handled their business, history would be changed, but they didn't.
Right. History changed.
Okay, but Patrick Mahomes is not a narcissist like I believe LeBron James is. So I don't believe they're mad at Mahomes and the Chiefs, but I don't think that vitriol is there because I don't think Mahomes sticks his chest out like that. But I will say this about the Chiefs for me, and I'm saying this a PSA to Niner fans. You really don't have to hate Patrick Mahomes. He won those games, those Super Bowls, but you choked him off. The Niners, I can make an argument on a whiteboard that they outplayed the Chiefs in nine quarters of Super Bowl play. 7.5 of them. So you should be mad at yourself, not Patrick Mahomes. And my voice is back. It feels good, Steiny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it's there. And I don't think the vitriol is there for Patrick Mahomes like it was for LeBron James.
All right.
That's just my two cents. Let's hear from you. 888-957-9570. Do you hate Mahomes? And I want your answer.
No, I don't hate Mahomes.
Because you asked for a reason.
I don't hate Mahomes.
Do you think Niner
fans do? He's Steph Curry on another team. He's Steph Curry, except he doesn't play for us.
And he had no bearing on the Niner players last February, not knowing the overtime rules. So be mad at your own. That wasn't a Mahomes problem. You picked him off first possession of the second half of this last year's Super Bowl. So the Niners are 3-3, Stoney, and I do want to ask you before I get out
first
of here.
First place.
What type of 3-3 is that to you? Is it a good 3-3? Are you feeling like – I feel like it's a bad 3-3, and let me just quickly tell you why.
Okay.
You should be 5-2, 5-1. You gave away two games against the Rams, and did you see the Cardinals yesterday at Lambeau? They're a mess, a hot mess, and they beat you because you squandered it. So, yeah, you're 3-3. You could be 5-1, but if you beat Kansas City and exercise these demons, Steiny, the Kansas City demons, I think you should feel good as hell about what the rest of the season poses for you.
How do you feel about what Trent Williams said about this game on Sunday?
Now, I missed that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's just another game.
Why in a crazy world do I feel like that?
No. You're supposed to say, what is he thinking?
We don't do script radio 10-2. You know that. But, Steiny, I'll tell you what. The math is still there. Somehow they were to slip up going into their they got the bye after Dallas, right? So they would
Correct.
Have Dallas. And if you watched anything yesterday on football – regarding the Cowboys, they're a hot mess. So you could be 4-4, but it's about the Chiefs. Now, do you believe, Trent, that it's just another game?
Do I believe him?
Because you've had their number, you just haven't beaten them.
Wait, what?
You've had the, you know how to flummox Patrick Mahomes. You know how to keep that offense at bay. You just can't close. So it's not a talent issue with you and the Chiefs, even though they got two Super Bowls you should have.
You know, you came in today, Goo, with
early. Early.
Yeah, you were early.
Yeah.
For you.
The Evan butt, but that hurt me.
Goo,
I'm right
49ers,
here.
Shanahan hasn't beaten them. So I don't know where you get this. We've had them. They've got you. You came in today and said, Steiny, you realize Kyle has not beaten Kansas City? And then you did further research and you said, actually, they did beat him in a preseason
game. But my point is, they outclassed Kansas City in each of those games that they lost. That's my point is, you can make a case, Donnie, that two of those losses to the Chiefs were ones that got away.
Yes.
You took them to overtime, maybe shouldn't even went to overtime. 2019, you had them up 10 in the second half.
Four.
So I'm just, no. Like,
five.
I get it. You want to beat them, no doubt.
Five references to their lost Super Bowls.
It's that week.
In 9 minutes.
I think it's the week to do it, to empty the clip. Or the, yeah, boy.
49er fans, your squad is 3-3 right now. A lot of teams are 3-3. And now you go play the Kansas City Chiefs down at Levi's Stadium. And Guru asked the question, is this a good 3-3 or a bad 3-3? I got to tell you, I know it's disappointing that they're 3-3. But the reality of the situation is they're in first place 6 games into the year.
Wow.
And they have everything still right in front of them. If you want to say that they've been hit hard by injury, feel free. And that would be another reason to me why 3-3 ain't that bad. Could you be 5-1? Yes, you could be had you closed some games, but you didn't. As Stephen A. Smith said, but you didn't.
Yeah.
And so here come the Chiefs with 2 games to go before the bye week. And I think the goal is 5-3. Can you get to the bye week 5-3? Can you beat the Chiefs and then beat the Cowboys? Go into the bye week. Wow. Now here we go. We get McCaffrey,
man,
and we're ready to go.
No, Snotty, that's it right there. That's the idea, and I believe they can do that. That's why, you know, I'm looking for the word why this game against the Chiefs is so symbolic, but it is symbolic because you lost to the team twice in the Super Bowl, and they are the standard. But you said something that hit me as I got my French vanilla latte in the green room this morning, Stani. You said Kansas City's just the flip side. They're undefeated, but you feel like they're due for an L.
I do. They haven't been playing great. They figured out ways to win this year. The 49ers have lost a couple games that they feel like they should have won. So I think these teams have. Let me ask you this. 49ers are favored.
Well,
they're favored.
Yeah. So, well, they were favored against Arizona by 7. They were favored by 5.5, 6 against Minnesota. They were favored by what? 7.5 against the Rams. So that means diddly squat to me. Is this defense going to play like it did against Seattle last Thursday?
925, putting you on the spot right off the bat.
I thought we were done with that Friday, putting me on the spot.
What did I do?
What, the trick call?
Oh, the dude from Dallas?
Yeah, Mia didn't like it. Yeah, but go ahead.
She didn't like the call, or she didn't like your reaction to the call?
She wants to know who put him up to it, but go ahead. I said that was natural. It was organic.
So that made its way in onto Dallas radio?
I got some feedback.
Talk to me?
Yeah. No, I just...
Give me the story.
The Metroplex, somehow that audio made it to that Metroplex, so they don't know who I am.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
You're Cowboy Daryl, aren't
Remember
you?
I called, Evan reminded me, I told you, you're a spy. I use that. But anyway, tell me, Stani, you feeling that, huh?
Feeling what?
The fact that they're favored, the Chiefs are kind of, I think good teams figure out how to win when they're not at their greatest. And that's what I don't like, just from a football standpoint, about this year's Chiefs. We've seen Patrick Mahomes win a Super Bowl against the Eagles on one leg.
Mm-hmm.
His ankle was done. They did that. Last year, we could play the Steve Young sound, where they were compromised. This was the least ferocious version of offense by the Chiefs since Mahomes been there, and they beat you in the Super Bowl. Like, they just
six.
They know how to do it, man. And are they going to come in here off a bye? That's the big thing. Andy Reid, I believe you got his record.
I do have his record. 27-4 after the bye week in the regular season.
Man.
27-4.
Whew. Yeah.
This is going to be a fun game. 125, Levi Stadium. You mad?
Oh, no, I love that.
Because it's not a Sunday night game?
No, both teams wear red. It's going to be, the uniform scheme is going to be off the hook. And I don't know if you know this about.
Can they both wear red?
No, one will be white and the other will be red. But right. Niners will be red and the Chiefs will be white, but they'll probably have the red
pants.
Now,
you know that right now?
Yeah, because the Niners are going to, they're not going to do that petitioning to wear the white jerseys. No. But the sun will hit off the red different. It hits different in the daytime.
It was cloudy yesterday.
I heard the Blue Angels got canceled.
They get canceled?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Look at Goo with, call me Sal.
Well, I see Sam and they're shaking their head no. It was a banner day for the Blue Angels, apparently.
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. They got canceled yesterday.
No, Saturday.
They got canceled. Look at Loveman.
What's he doing? He did great, too.
He's going like this. All right, we'll figure out whether the Blue Angels actually flew over the weekend. 888-957-9570 is the number. Two words, Chiefs week. We've been thinking about this game all year. We've been thinking about this game all offseason. How you feeling about it, 49er fans? Your team is 3-3, and here come the Chiefs. You feel like you're at least as well-equipped this year to play them at this time than maybe earlier in the season?
Real quick, Blue Angels were forced to cancel their flight for Saturday Fleet Week air show due to weather conditions. Get it right, Goo!
All right.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. Can we get it going, please, on 95.7, the game?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, you see, Mike, first of all.
What you got?
Sundays just aren't as fun if the Niners don't play. They're just not.
We'll see.
Now.
I hate buys all around.
Now, did you see my guy, Nick Sirianni?
I think he sealed his death,
oh,
man.
I think he... you got to love a guy who stands up to disloyal fans.
He's an Italian.
Yeah. Well, I hear that,
Had
Mom.
Had his kids up at the podium. Very excited. Mm-hmm.
But, Steiny, you don't... That's a fight you don't want to pick.
Excited.
No, just excited.
Excited.
Just excited to get to win.
Yeah, it's a football. You got to get excited.
Just excited to get to win.
You got to get excited.
You barely beat the Browns, okay?
They won by four.
All right.
They had that game in hand.
All right.
Eagles are not very good.
Right now, I'm taking Michelle in my inner stomach. No, seriously, man.
No. Right now. I'm going to say you're absolutely right. And that's the one thing I feel like. We're at week six. Things are starting to shake out. Things are coming to the fore. The Ravens, they got off to an 0-2 start. They're fine. The Saints, they've lost four in a row.
Wow.
Things are coming into focus. And our two NFC East foes, the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Yeah.
Not looking good right now. I don't think they're going anywhere. All right, 888-957-9570. It is Chiefs week, and how we feeling about the biggest game of the year? Levi's Stadium, 125. This is a team that's had your number. How important is this game? This is one of those games to me where it's kind of like a lose-lose, but nevertheless, you got to go out and win it, if you know what I mean. It's a lose-lose because even if you beat them, the naysayers are going to say, well, you still got to beat them when it counts.
But that helps you get there when it counts.
That's
the Super Bowl. So you need one, Steiny. Come on now. This team, I mean, yeah, just like you said, you got Dallas, and right now they're struggling. But if you could get this to be 4-3 headed into that game, and you got me excited for Niner fans, And then you take care of business against Dallas, 5-3, with all that you've had to endure on and off the field going into the bye. I don't think it gets any better than that.
Jamie in San Carlos, let's get us going. Jaime, what's up, Jaime? How you doing, buddy? Oh, boy. Oh, hey, what's up, buddy?
Sorry about your Cowboys, bud.
Hey, oh, yeah, it's all good, man.
Oh, you. And they are looking rough. They are looking rough right now. But so one matchup that people aren't talking about is Dominic Booney versus Chris Jones. If that kid can hold up versus Chris Jones, we got a shot, okay? Second of all, yesterday I was driving in Menlo Park, and I look over at a stoplight.
Oh.
And I said, no way. I said, CMC, what's going on, bud? He goes, hey, what's up? He seemed in good spirits and basically made it seem like he's coming back soon.
Wow. Oh, he's coming back.
He ran into him in traffic.
I think he's coming back. It's going to be after the bye, Jaime, but I think he's coming back.
Mm. Wow.
And then we got a ball game.
No, no doubt.
Can you go beat the Chiefs, though, with Jordan Mason, assuming he's healthy, which I'm going to assume he's healthy.
Well, that's Matt Barrows at 12.
Exactly. Matt
Sprained
Barrows.
Sprained ACL. What is it? Joint? Sprained AC joint.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. 650 says, Goo, I seen you at the Warriors game. I tried calling out to you, but it was pretty loud, so I couldn't get your attention.
Yeah, Jonathan Kuminga.
What about him? What'd he do?
Fire from deep. Think he's, 9-12, or 8-11 from three in preseason. He would been in the lab.
Hey, we'll get into some Warriors either later today or this week, but I like what I'm seeing. I do. It's a team game, Goo.
Yeah.
No individuals anymore. It's about the team, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Let's talk about the team, Tony. How you doing, man? What's
Good
going
morning.
On?
Hey.
Hey.
And since you were talking about Nick Sirianni, happy Columbus Day.
Oh.
Without Italians, this country would have gone down the drain fast.
Thank you, Tony.
You know, usually I call in, so I hope Bonte is not thinking I'm unfaithful now calling into your show.
We're all a family, Tony. We're all a family. Yeah, we're all a family.
Oh, excellent, because we could win against Mahomes next Sunday. All we got to do is squelch Shanahan. We got to change up here. He could be the offensive coordinator for the day with his little notes in front of him and be all nerdish. And we got to bring in Lynch. The general manager has some stuff. He could get the guys going on the sideline. He's got to dress like a coach and be out there, too. This is the way we could do it, because these days, it doesn't matter if we're down or up in the fourth, it seems like we're just going to lose because Shanahan is not a closer. He's not a battlefield commander. So we got to bring in Lynch.
All right.
Wow. Tony. We won't tell Bonte. Yeah, wow. She calls a roast Tuesday. Yes,
does she?
Tell. Yeah. Great stuff.
This is an interesting take from the 630. Steiny, I'm looking at this game in a different way. Both teams are suffering from major injuries. A win will be great, but we won't learn anything, even in a loss. Both teams are not at full strength. Beating the best when they're not at their best isn't a measuring stick. That's Chicago Jason.
Well, one team has zero blemishes, and the other, the Niners, have three. So this does mean something. We're going to learn something. This that get-right game. Stoney, you got to dig down.
They got right against the Seahawks.
No excuse. Yeah, to get to 500.
Yeah.
And also, the caller before, Tony Steiner, he said something. Chris Jones, I believe, not Mahomes, is the biggest reason that the Niners lost those two Super Bowls. He was disruptive, and he was disruptive when it was go time. So to come up with a plan to kind of keep him at bay and keep him off Brock Purdy's back, I mean, that's that. I know there's, hey, Guru, we can take an hour and, talk about this game and all the nuggets or whatnot, but that's a big one. How do you keep him at bay?
Did you hear, and this is where radio's theater of the mind.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what they're playing on Kansas City's flagship radio station?
That I did not.
Okay.
Help me out.
I got to play something for you in about 5 minutes.
All right. Look at my man.
And it may wind some people up. It may not. But I gotta play it because it's kind of interesting. Mike's in San Francisco. Wants to talk Kansas City and the Blue Angels. What's up, Mike? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, about the Blue Angels.
Yeah.
They flew on Sunday. They flew on Thursday. They flew on Friday. They did not fly on Saturday.
All right.
They had one of the planes was up scoping it out, and there's just a little bit too much fog rolling in through the Golden Gate, so they didn't do the show on Saturday.
Yep. Gotcha. Reasons. Thank you. Appreciate
and
it.
The game this week. This game this week, I think it's too close to call. I definitely think it means more to the 49ers just because of where they are in the record versus the Chiefs. But it'll be a good game, but hard to say who's going to pull it off.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. I do think it means more than the Niners.
Oh, come on. I'm with you.
Yeah. 650.
What we got?
Guru said he would not bring up the Super Bowl losses when week one was here due to it being a new season. He lied again. Never.
He
lied again and worries about everything and lives in a fantasy land. Should have, would have. Take all that nonsense and keep it to yourself.
Yep, but this is the week where you bring that up.
No!
That's why this game means a lot,
man. This is when you can't.
This is just one of 17, but this means, come on, man, this is the team that prevented you from winning two Super Bowls. You had them,
well,
and you
I
let
would
them off the
this.
Hook.
I'm
going
to
Daryl Green. But you get what I'm saying? You want to send a message. The Chiefs are undefeated right now. Like you say, if they drop one, they keep moving. The Niners drop one, they keep moving. But if the Niners drop one, Stoney,
yep.
we're talking about for 6 days. They're 3-4. Nobody wants that.
No, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Steve-O in San Francisco. He's got a feeling on this game. What's up, Steve-O? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Great weekend, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think the Niners should win this. They're at home. And they've got to have a little bit of a chip on the shoulder to be, 0-5 against these guys. But I think it's coming down to the coaching. It's going to all come down to the coaching. Stanahan's got a monkey on his back from the Super Bowl OT flub. And it's going to be the first matchup with Reed against Sorensen, really.
Mm.
That's going to be the big matchup. I think it's going to come down to scheme and play calling.
Well, and that's
he's
a good
right,
point.
All of it.
And Andy Reid usually does a lot of damage in this kind of situation. I guess the silver lining is the Niners have had some extra time to prepare. So we will see. But they're kind of sticking it to the Bay Area in Kansas City. This is our flagship station in Kansas,
okay.
Not ours,
right.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
What are they mad
station.
At? They've won the last two Super Bowls against the Niners.
Yeah, exactly. So they're taking their shots.
Right.
Take a listen. It's kind of interesting.
Remember when an NFL coach who wears a flat-brimmed hat decided to receive the ball to start overtime and then went limp and kicked a field goal after already losing a Super Bowl 4 years earlier to the same team? Yeah, us too.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, McCole Hardman! McCole Hardman!
Chiefs and Niners, Sunday at 3:25, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's not very fair.
Wow, and that should get fans riled up. I was wrong, Stoney. If you didn't hate him, you got, good God, man. Nicole Hartman. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They still think of the overtime.
Now, the caller did say something that, Stoney, I don't want to disagree with, but if you look at this season in totality, yeah, it's about the coaches. They matter and being prepared. But when you have plays where the players got to execute, like Ronnie Bell, that was a great call, but Kyle gets no credit for it because the player didn't do hold up his end of the bargain. You know what I'm saying? You see where I'm going? You catch that ball and you kick the field goal and get out of there with the win. So that can go so far. The players got to do their part too.
This from the 341. The 3-3 record seems okay. The losses this year to the Rams and the Cardinals feel very similar to the losses we had at the beginning of the year during Trey Lance's first year as a starter. Remember, the Niners lost to the Bears, who ended up going 3-14. They lost to the Broncos, who went 5-12 that year in the first month of the season. They should bounce back from those losses like they did in 2022. One of the reasons I think this is a big game is not just because it's the Chiefs, but it's because who's looming after the Chiefs? And this marks the point of the season where the schedule definitely changes. Mm-hmm. It gets a lot more difficult. And so you put yourself in a little bit of a hole with the 3-3 record. And so now you've got to make up some ground. And the first way you could do it is by beating the Kansas City Chiefs and then knocking off the Cowboys
on Sunday night football.
Yeah. I don't want to really get into the Cowboys yet because obviously that's 2 weeks away. But these next two games leading into the bye week clearly are hugely important because you don't want to go into the second half of the season any worse than 4-4.
Yeah.
Any worse than 4-4.
And especially if you're right in regard to when McCaffrey returns, if you're 5-3 and you got that nugget to look forward to, Stani, when you hit the field after the bye week with his services, I mean, that's when you just take off.
Yeah, that's what the hope is. And then maybe you get McCaffrey back week 9 or 10. You get Greenlaw back 10 or 11, 11 or 12. And then maybe you have 4 or 5 games a month or so to get your act together and make a run. The San Francisco 49ers are 3-3. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. The division stinks.
Mm.
The division's terrible.
Well, why do you have 2 losses, though?
Well, because you let 2 games get away with them, get away from you. And you yourself said they should be 5-1.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. Well, if they should be 5-1.
And you face those 2 teams again.
Exactly.
Assuming wins.
Exactly. Maybe use the second half of the season to win a couple games that maybe you shouldn't win, and you make up for it. But right now, how are you feeling about the 49ers at 3-3? 888-957-9570 is the number. It's pretty simple. You've got the Chiefs and the Cowboys. You've got a bye. Then you've got the Bucks. You've got Buffalo. And my question is this team ready to get moving right now? Does it feel like that? I have to tell you, it does to me. It does to me. You build up a little momentum before McCaffrey gets back, and hopefully when he comes back, he hits the ground running. But the 49ers have been in this position before where they haven't gotten off to a great start, but they've managed to turn it around a lot of times in the past. And until I see differently, I still think this team's pretty good. I still think this team is going to win the division.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
And
that's what they have to do, is win the division. Because they put themselves in a little hole in terms of getting the best record in the NFC. But you keep winning games, you close the gap, you'll see. You'll see if you can climb up the standings and start working on home field advantage.
Yeah, and if you guys allow me, you know, watching football yesterday with no Niners on, through 6 games, Johnny, right now, I believe it's the NFC North. And when I bring up the NFC North, I bring up the Detroit Lions, who were phenomenal yesterday and had you up 24-7 in the playoff game. Green Bay had you. They took you 15 rounds, yet you won that game. And Minnesota beat you already. So right now, those are the only teams, and it's 3 of them, Johnny, that you know, I don't want to say scare me if I'm a Niner fan, that I'm watching to where, you know what, they're playing good ball right now, and all 3 of those teams are.
I feel like one of the things that was a theme, and I'd like to know how Niner fans feel about this, but it feels like we heard this from a lot of football commentators. I know you brought it up, and I do think there's something to it. And what it is without the preseason getting emphasized, that maybe a lot of teams came out and they used the first couple games as a way to kind of get into the season. But it does feel like right now, obviously, we are into it. I feel like week 6 officially means it's not early anymore.
Yeah, well, I like that.
We're over a third of the way through the season, and the Niners are 3-3. They've had some downs. They've had some ups. And I want to know if 49er fans feel like their team right now is ready to take on the Kansas City Chiefs and beat them and get on some kind of roll here. I get McCaffrey's not going to play. Greenlaw's still not around. But for the most part, offensively, outside McCaffrey, the team's been pretty healthy. And so can they get it going against the Kansas City Chiefs? Or will it be a case of the Chiefs get them again, and it kind of sets the 49ers back a little bit?
And I'm thinking about, you know, the Niners – defense and their secondary and lack of pressure in those games where they lost, how Mahomes can manipulate them if they're not on their P's and Q's, Donnie. And I'm thinking about Mustafa, who exited Thursday after getting the interception, and Ward, you know, who needs to play it just a tad bit better. And Lenore's been balling, and I'm just wondering, man, can Mahomes manipulate the Niners' D? Bosa just set a record for, what, 14 pressures in a game? He did that Thursday. It's imperative that he does that this Sunday. But I got something I wanted to run by you and Evan and the listeners out here, Stoney, and you talk about incentive. So you take the last two times the Niners have played the Chiefs. Obviously, he's been in the Super Bowl, right? So, oh, they played one regular season game when McCaffrey first came to town, and Chiefs won that. But no matter what happens this Sunday, it won't be a Super Bowl victory. But is there something to be said if you're a Chiefs, if you're the Chiefs and you're a Niner player, that you feel like the Rockets did when they went up against the great Warrior teams? Took them, you know, 15 rounds, but they just couldn't get over the hump. You know, every other year they were their season was over because of what the Warriors represented. I feel like there's some of that with the Niners, who I believe were better than the Chiefs in two of the Super Bowls, but yet they didn't get it done. I know it's a regular season victory, Stoney, but I feel like mentally, if I played this regular season victory, if they could get it, could go a long way if you were to hook up with them again.
I wonder how Niner fans feel about that at 888-957-9570. Is this a very important psychological game for the San Francisco 49ers? I always hesitate to put too much weight onto a game like this because they may play again. And would Week 7, which is what it'll be next week, impact what happens later on in the year? Is there a psychological component where you feel like the San Francisco 49ers, they've got to beat the Chiefs so that they know they can beat the Chiefs? Or is it a case of, you know, you go out, you play this week, if you can't get it done, it means nothing if you have to play this team again in the Super Bowl? I don't know what the answer is. Mm-hmm. I guess on balance, obviously you'd rather win this game. But how much of it is you want to win this game to prove you can beat the Chiefs, or how much of it is more tangible, and that is, let's get to 4-3, get some breathing room in the division, and then start our quest toward 10, 11 wins, something like that. How big is this Chiefs game psychologically if you're a San Francisco 49er fan?
I like that, and I'm going to go Ernie Banks, Tony, because why can't it be both? Why can't it be, you know, we want to get to 4-3, but the nugget and the dessert of what it means psychologically is we got that monkey off our back for now in regard to letting this team know we beat them. Now, that sound you played from Kansas City, I'm going to tell you, I'm shocked. Why? And the reason I'm shocked is I appreciate
like
the fandom from the Chiefs feeling like they have some type of ownage of the Niners to still kind of troll. Because they say, and you tell me if I'm wrong, a rivalry doesn't start until both teams win. And right now in this one, Stoney, the Niners have not beat the Chiefs. You know what I mean?
No, I know.
But I love the energy from there. They're letting you know, we're coming out here and we're coming off a bye and we're undefeated. And Stoney and Goo are saying we haven't played our football. But Andy Reid against Kyle, I think Andy would want nothing more to keep this thing going to where I'm your daddy.
Yeah, I'm sure. 415, I feel like this win is more important to keep the momentum going.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of different aspects to this game on Sunday, and let me ask you this. Yeah. Why would Trent Williams say it's just another game? Do you think he's trying to lessen the importance of this game so that if it's a loss, it doesn't mean your season's over. It just means now you gotta regroup and get back to 500 and above again.
He's seen it all. And I got to tell you, just from a fan standpoint, Stoney, I kind of don't like it, but I think he's going Dr. Phil. Again, he's seen it all. Maybe he don't want his guys on both sides of the ball to be pressing, putting too much on themselves because of everything that we've talked about and the Super Bowl losses to the Chiefs. So maybe he's saying, this is just another Sunday, another walk in the park. Do what you do. Don't try to go out yourself and do too much. But I got to be honest, Donnie, with what you just talked about, with what's at stake and how if you got a victory, we're 4-3. We got a bye in 2 weeks. We got Dallas coming up Sunday night. We could be 5-3. And we send a message to them MFers. Yeah, y'all done took two Super Bowls from us. But yeah, we got how you like it. That's why. Hey, and also, too,
yeah,
what you just said, you did create some momentum last Thursday. It's so funny that we only had one day to react to it. But that was a game that I was like, oh, my God, here we go. Could they blow this? The Niners won. And now if you put two together, then what's the goal? Put three together. You rest up. Then when you go for four, McCaffrey appears. Who knows?
Well, if you put two together, to me, then you can look back and say, all right, we won a huge divisional game that, had you lost it, would have been trouble early in the season in terms of the record in the division. Would have been a real, real herder. All right, but you did that. To me now, if you go out and beat the Chiefs, it's as you would say, it's bigger than 4-3. To me at that point, because then you can say we went up to Seattle and took care of business. Then we came home and we beat the team that's gotten over on us twice in the Super Bowl. And I feel like in a way, I don't feel like the Niners are snake bit by the Kansas City Chiefs. I feel like they lost some games to them that they could have won, but they just didn't finish games, and that's been kind of a theme. But you go out and you beat the Chiefs this week, all of a sudden, I think the league now takes another look at the 49ers and says, you know what, they didn't look like the 49ers the first few weeks of the season, but look what they just did to Seattle, look what they just did to Kansas City.
Yeah, so, and what did you say Friday? Real quick here, I think the theme of the show was, do the Niners get the benefit of the doubt? And they didn't need it coming in because everybody was telling them just how good they were. But I'll say this, Donnie, if coming into this season, you told me I could lose to the Cardinals, the lowly Cardinals, and that would signal to me we just weren't ready. But we can see what Arizona is. They're nothing. So that would almost come off as a fluke as opposed to finally, you know, slaying the tail of Kansas City. I would want to beat the Chiefs and lose to the Cardinals as opposed to beating the Cardinals and losing to the Chiefs, because then you're like, well, when are we going to ever beat this team if we're going to beat them?
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, how big do you think this game is psychologically for the San Francisco 49ers? In a way, do they have to win this game against the Chiefs to show themselves that they can beat them? It is week 7 after all, so it's not going to be the biggest game of the year, but it's the biggest game of the year so far. 888-957-9570. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. It's all presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.